Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Huge update on the hookup hotline in case you missed it on Friday. Julia from LA, age 30, and Aaron, 29, from Sherman Oaks, decided to continue the hookup. It was very shocking what Aaron asked at the very end, the last 3 seconds of the hookup hotline, and I thought it was going to be downhill after he asked that, but actually, Julia was down. Listen to this highlight before we find out what happened over the weekend.
Are you a gym rat?
I do a lot of calisthenics. I mean, I'm kind of busy and stuff at work, and I'm also an artist, so I do a lot of stuff, so it's really hard to get on the gym regularly. But quick question, sex on the first date?
Whoa! Love it!
Ooh, depends on the chemistry.
Fair. She's open to it!
I was shy because, Chelsea, if a dude asked you that the first time that he's talking to you, how would you react, honestly?
I would be really annoyed because it would get in my head, too, where I'd be like, oh, what are your intentions?
All right, we have Aaron and Julia back on with us. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Wow.
I feel like there's a weirdness.
Julia, why don't we go with you first? How did things go this weekend?
I first thought they were really good. We went out to dinner, you know, did all the obligatory first date stuff, then also did some other stuff at my place. It was really hot and it was really good. And I was expecting things to go really well after we had really good sex, but I did not hear from him since he left my apartment on Saturday morning.
Did you reach out to him and he just didn't respond?
Yeah, it was just like, hey, you know, had a really great time. Hope you did too. Would love to, you know, see you again.
Julia, so since Saturday morning, you have not heard anything from Aaron except right this moment that we're about to hear his perspective on things.
Not a thing. And can I tell you, we exchanged social media and he has posted on Instagram. So,
I know he's not dead. Something that me and my friends keep track of.
So it's not like he lost his phone.
No. He's not dead at all.
Before we continue crucifying Aaron, let's hear his side of things, guys.
Wow.
All right. Aaron, is this all true, what Julia has said so far?
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say, Julia, I really appreciate it. It was really fun, and, you know, we had a great time.
Really appreciate it.
Was that a job interview?
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time to see me.
No. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I've been busy and stuff. Honestly, I didn't want to lead you on because, like, I feel like... No, it was really cool. Like, I think we'd be great friends, though, but I don't feel the same way. I still like to hang out, though, like, as friends.
No. We're not going to be friends.
Good.
Yeah, that's kind of rude, first of all. Mm-hmm. You weren't trying to do the right thing. You could have picked up the phone and just told me the truth, especially after the night before.
I mean, it's only been 2 days. It's Monday.
It's only been 2 days, but, like, we spent the whole night together, and after the things that we did, I would think that you'd have the courtesy to at least text me.
Here's what bugs me, Aaron, is you said, yeah, man, I think we'd be good friends. I guarantee you that you figured that out before you guys slept together, but you still went ahead and slept with her. And you're saying you don't want to lead her on.
Yeah, I don't want to lead her on, you know?
And I'm sorry, that really pisses me off.
Me too. And and why couldn't you just text her the next day? Like, why couldn't you just respond to her?
But what would I say? Like, what would I say?
Be an honest man.
Like, I felt like it was more of a friendship thing. And then, like, for example, like, you're following me on social media, and then you're saying, I'm posting here, I'm posting there. It's just kind of weird that you're kind of stalking me a little bit.
First of all, you were the one who gave me your social media handles. That's number one. And number two, last time I checked, I didn't my
Listen, defend Aaron a little bit. I think he blew it on not reaching back out to you because that's just common decency as a human being. Yeah. But what I would say is, like, man, listen, I've hooked up with people in my past that you have physical chemistry. You're like, hey, you're a fun person to hang out with. But then the next day you're like, it's just not all there. But you got to tell him.
I would have been okay with that if you were just honest. I didn't think you were talking about us as friends.
Well, there you go.
I'm into you as a friend. And, like, I definitely want to still hang out with you. It's just that, you know, I don't know about, like, a relationship. where it's like, because that's a commitment, and you know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe, you know, that's why it might be a good idea sometimes to get to know somebody for real before sleeping with them.
Yeah.
Also,
true.
You know, so.
Hey, oh, come on, guys. Let's not bash, you know, first night sex here, guys.
Okay.
Listen, if both parties are in for it, then fine, dude. But when you're leading somebody on like that and you know this is not going to go anywhere, it's just a friend thing, but you still sleep with them just to lead them on, that's not cool, bro. But we got to wrap this up. Guys, thank you so much for giving the Hookup Hotline a shot. Juliet, we wish you all the best. Aaron, thank you so much for tuning in, man.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. I got to bring up this question. In your experience, because I can't see this continuing to happen to people, you know what I'm saying, guys or girls, is sleeping with someone on your first date a good idea or bad idea? I challenge you if you think it's a good idea. Like, especially if you're trying to look for something serious.
Well, I mean, you need to challenge me. That's exactly how my girlfriend and I met.
I'm sure it's going to work one out of 99 times.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that it's all situationally dependent. But if you challenge somebody, I'll just say it happened for me and everything's been great. We had physical chemistry. We had a friendship. Everything's been awesome. And I never looked back at it and been like, I regret any of that.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. In your experience of sleeping with someone on your first date, not a one-night stand where you didn't know the person. Literally, it's like a first date.
You got to know their names.
Yeah. Good idea or bad idea, 877-971-HITS. Michelle from Beaumont, good morning.
Good morning.
Michelle, you're saying it's a good idea to sleep with someone on the first date because it worked for you. Break it down.
Okay, so I was working bartending in North Carolina, and my roommate came over with her boyfriend's friend and picked me up. And I was attracted to him. We wound up doing the dudes. You know, we're both adults, and we've been together for 20 years ever since.
There we go.
But then again, I mean, probably not a lot of options where you were living at the time.
Oh, come on.
She's
a bartender. She had plenty of options. But see, that's the thing with this topic, though. It's all relative. Like, yeah, if you hooked up with somebody after you went out one night and the next day they just ghosted or they were a jerk to you, you're going to think it's a terrible idea. But on the other hand, you can't say it's a bad idea when it worked out for 20 years. You kind of have to be like, yo, everything went exactly how it was supposed to go.
I'm sure there are situations, obviously like Kirsten's, obviously like yours, Brian, that has worked out so far. But when you look at probably percentages, majority of the time, it didn't work out.
When I talk to my friends, like literally the percentage of it that works out, it's like a 1%.
There you go. Move right along, right? But Julia from the hookup hotline, my problem with Aaron that did sleep with her on the first day is that he knew during the dinner, this girl is definitely not long-term material. And still went along with sleeping with her, leading her on.
Listen, if a lot of people don't admit to doing that at some point in time in their life, they're a bunch of fraud liars.
But does that make it right?
No, but it happens.
Exactly. That's
life.
My point.
It's just life.
That's my point. All right. Kirsten from Culver City, good morning.
Good morning.
You think it's a terrible idea to sleep with somebody on the first date? Why?
I really do. I think it takes away from the intimacy of people really getting to know each other. I have a lot of great aspects about myself that's like an addition. That's like if you're on my good side, then you can handle the good. but a lot of people are dirty birdies out there, and you also get the risk of catching something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to examine you before you get to see the good.
You don't get like the ultimate package right away with Kirsten, you know, like 4K super ultra HD TV. You just get like the basic standard.
You got to work for it.
Exactly. Get it, Kirsten. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Thank you. You as well.
Jenna from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
You believe it's a terrible idea to sleep with somebody on the first date. Why?
Especially if you're looking for a relationship. I'm a firm believer in power of the cookie kind of thing, and you gotta make them want it and be interested in you. If you're gonna give it away on the first night, there's no reason that they're gonna come back.
I think that's interesting too. I think guys are naturally competitive creatures. Like, they like to feel like they worked for something, you know, and I think it opens up the idea that, oh, do you do this with everyone? You know, guys think
exactly.
That maybe you are easy. Like, I think that that's a conversation I've had with a lot of my guy friends. They like when a girl waits. There's something special about that and respectable.
Girls do the same thing. Well, they'll use a guy for their body. I mean, it never happened to me because I don't have the body. But I'm just saying, it goes both ways. Uh-huh. Jenna, thank you for calling in and listening. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. On our Twitter at 971AMPRadio, Monica Ritchie's so mad at Julia from the Hookup Hotline. She's like, when you willingly sleep with someone on the first date, don't be surprised when things don't turn out like you wanted. Grow up and set expectations up front. He wanted a booty call. Duh. She wanted more, and neither was willing to say it. Oh, and by the way, the segment is called Hookup Hotline. So?
So aggressive, though.
Hold on. Let me just clear something up. We're not pimps here. Like, yeah. No, that is not. We're trying to get people to find true love. What are our texts saying, Brett?
It's pretty 50-50 on the text line. We have 562 from Norwalk. She said she did it on the first date, and she's with her husband for 13 years now. They have 3 kids, but she says, you know, I have to admit, it doesn't always work out. Okay. It's not always a good idea. I was blessed. And then we have a text here from the 951 that said, ladies, if you're opening up your legs the first night, ooh, chances are, the guy is going to think you do that all the time and you're not wifey material.
The IE coming in strong. Well, there you go. Make up your own mind. 97.1 Amp Radio, you're commercial free.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.